So the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's the beginning of the fourth parak, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, "B'mikdash hayutokin," in the mikdash, we'll see what mikdash means in a minute, but b'mikdash they used to blow the shofar, avalolma medina, but not outside the mikdash. So the simple pshat Rashi writes, mikdash means mikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash they blew shofar on Shabbos. Outside the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't blow a shofar. The Rambam learns Mikdash as the whole Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael, the whole old city, the walled city, that has a din of Mikdash, had the different halachas for karbanas, and therefore, that's the Mikdash. But we'll work with the simple pshat of Rashi, that when we say the Mikdash means the Beit HaMikdash, Medina means outside the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, they used to blow shofar on Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash, but not in the Medina. The question is why? Why Mikdash yes, Medina no? So the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara wants to know what's the chiluk, what's the distinction? So the Gemara says, well, there are two psukim in the Torah that describe the mitzvah of shofar. The shofar is described as Yom Truah, a day of blowing of the shofar. And it's also described as Zichron Truah, a day of remembering the shofar. So at first the Gemara suggests, the Gemara says as follows. So the Gemara says, Yom Truah, when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, we blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. So when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, that's Yom Truah. When Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, it's Yom Truah. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's Zichron Truah. So therefore, that's what the Gemara wants to make a distinction. Why don't we blow shofar? The Gemara makes a distinction between Shabbos and during the week. So number one, so the Mishnah says, so minat. So according to this, the Gemara says, but if that's true, then the mikdash heichatakina. If you're telling me it's a biblical distinction, the Yom Truah, the Torah is saying there's a mitzvah to blow shofar during the week, and Zichron telling me there's no mitzvah to blow shofar on Shabbos, so it's got to be wrong because the mikdash heichatakina. To be on a drabbanan level, we can make a distinction, but why minat Torah should be a distinction between mikdash and the Medina? Hence, the Bavli rejects it. He says, you're right, it can't be. And therefore, the Gemara Bavli says, really, Minat Torah, you could blow shofar Minat Torah both on Shabbos and during the week. So how come in Medina we don't blow shofar? So that was Gzeira de Rava. Rava made a famous Gzeira in different places that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos or when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, i.e. the first day of Sukkot, Lakakta Makam B'Yom HaRishon, and when Megillah falls out on Shabbos, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, it can only happen now the way our calendar is set up really in Yerushalayim. So when they fall out on Shabbos, so then we say, Gzeira D'Rav, Rav has said, no shofar today, no lulav today, no Megillah today, because Gzeira Shema Yelach Eitzel Baki, you're going to go to an expert, and you're afraid you're going to carry the shofar, or carry the lulav, or carry the Megillah, and basically it will lead to Chilul Shabbos, so better not to blow shofar at all, or not to do the mitzvah. So the Bavli rejects the distinction. The Bavli says, really, Yom Truah and Zichron Truah apply ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos. So why in Mikdash, yes, Medina, no? If Minat Torah is supposed to blow, so the question is, so why aren't we blowing in the Medina? So then, that's because of Gzeira de Rava. So why don't we say Gzeira de Rava in the Beis HaMikdash? So that's what the Mefarshim say. We have a general rule of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. We don't make any rabbinical institutions in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohanim's reasoning, Kohanim HaKeafa, we're not concerned they're going to do something wrong. And therefore, no rabbinic decree. So the Din Min HaTorah stands in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we blow shofar on Shabbos. But in Medina, it's only a din d'rabbanan. That's the way the Bavli learns. However, the Yerushalmi actually keeps the Havamina of the Bavli. The Havamina of the Bavli was that you make a distinction. Yom Tshuva is talking about Rosh Hashanah during the week, and Zichron Tshuva is talking about Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says that. They says that's why we have two psukim. One is during the week, and therefore, according to Yerushalmi, min haTorah, there is no mitzvah of... Everyone agrees to the facts. But mikdash ha-yutokin of Aloma Medina. Why not blow shofar in Medina on Shabbos? So according to the Bavli, you should, but Gzeira de Rabba. According to Yerushalmi, there's nothing to talk about. It's like blowing shofar today. I don't mean minhag avelo. There's no mitzvah, so I'm not going to blow. So what? How does Yerushalmi then... If you tell me Zichron Trua, the Bavli's kasha, which the reason why they rejected the Havamina, so what does the Bavli, what does Yerushalmi do? So why make a distinction? So how could you both shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? There's no mitzvah. So that's what the Yerushalmi will learn. It's a special limud that in Parashas Pinchas, when it talks about Yom Trua, right next to the Karbanos, that's where it talks about. So the Yerushalmi makes a drasha. But makam karbanas, it's always Yom Tshuva. And a special gzeres hakasuv that you blow shofar on Shabbos, but it's only in the Beis HaMikdash, but makam hakarbanas. So that's how the Yerushalmi would explain why you blow shofar. So everyone agrees to the facts of life, but mikdash how you token, either according to the Bavli, well, you don't have to explain why, because it's Rosh Hashanah. And according to the Yerushalmi, you have to say a special gzeres hakasuv, that wherever the makam mikdash you always blow, and why according to, and why not in Medina? So again, another machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. Yerushalmi says it's no mitzvah on Shabbos, therefore you don't blow. And according to the Bavli, you should gzeira derava. So it's a big machlokas in lamdis, in understanding in Talmud Torah how you learn the Mishnah, but everyone agrees to the facts. So is it my nafkamina? Is there a practical difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? We live in a very bottom-line society. You're as good as your last at-bat. So give me a nafkamina. Is there a nafkamina between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? So perhaps we could name a couple. So one nafkamina perhaps would be as follows. We say in our davening, and it's interesting, we don't totally reject the Yerushalmi, because in our davening, if you'll notice, in the next week when you're davening, in your magzer, it's going to have, when in the brackets, when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, say Yom Tshuva, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, say Zichron Tshuva. So we do accept the Yerushalmi somewhat. So the question is, what happens if one made a mistake in the longest Shmona Esrei of the year, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and for some people it might be a 5-minute mistake, for some people it might be an hour mistake, however long it is to take you to daven Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, what happens if you, so obviously if you made a mistake and you realize you just correct it, but you finished davening already, you took your 3 steps back, you already started listening to the Chazaras Hashatz, and you remembered, I messed up. I said Zichron Tshuva instead of Yom Tshuva, or Yom Tshuva instead of Zichron Tshuva. What is the halacha? Would you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? So the issue would be, this seems to be a machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli. So according to the Yerushalmi, so let's put it this way. According to the Bavli, then it wouldn't be a problem, because really, min haTorah, there's no difference. Yom Tshuva and Zichron Tshuva apply equally ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos. So even though there's a lechatchila, maybe because the words fit in better, Yom Tshuva during the week, but really, be'ikara, they both apply equally, so you wouldn't have to go back. But perhaps one could argue, perhaps according to the Yerushalmi then, it gets into the din of tos p'tfila. You're davening, according to the Yerushalmi, Yom Tshuva is referring to during the week. Zichron Tshuva and Shabbos, if I insert the wrong words, I'm davening the wrong... Davening, then perhaps according to the Yerushalmi, you have to go back. Halacha l'maisa, we go with the Bavli, so you don't have to worry. If you insert the wrong words, you don't have to go back. So that's perhaps one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is as follows. This is a major shaila in general. It touches on many issues. Is the shaila is, in fact, it happened, must have been about 150 years ago, maybe a little longer around that. There was a great rabbi in Yerushalayim, Talmud Chacham, one of the Gedolim, and he said he was going to blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos that year, and he said he's going to blow shofar in his shul. Why? Well, that's because of different reasons why. Either because he learns the Mikdash like the Rambam, or there's a whole riff sheet in terms of that what happened when the Beis Din, they went to Yavne. So what's the pshat, the Mikdash? Is it a Dafka Din in the Mikdash, or no, it's a Din in Beis Din? So we don't pass like the Rebbe, a different sheet is to rely on, my minority views. And therefore, his sheet there was, he was going to blow shofar on Shabbos. I'm not sure at the end of the day, people made a macham. I'm not even sure if he went through with it at the end. But that was going to happen. So the shaila was, should I try to go to his shul then? Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not going to blow shofar. I mean, there's no issue for me to hear shofar. What could I do? So, in other words, is there any type of kiyum? Is there any reason? Is it meaningless to go to a shul? Meaning in terms of the shofar, might be a nice davening, but in terms of the shofar, am I going to gain anything by hearing if someone's going to go ahead and blow shofar on Shabbos, is there any kiyum ha-mitzvah for that person, for me, for anyone? So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses the shaila as well. He wants to know if someone went ahead and blew shofar, and let's say b'shogeg, he didn't know, he forgot it was Shabbos, he didn't know you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, whatever the case is there some type of kiyum ha-mitzvah? This touches on a fundamental issue, which we'll discuss at other times as well, but it touches on the power of the chachamim. We know the Torah tells us in Parashat Shoftim, "Osasem and adavar asher yagidu cha yamin el smol," that you don't turn away from the rabbis, yamin el smol. And Rashi quotes the famous Sifri, even if they tell you left is right, as right is left, you have to listen. And kol shechein, if they tell you left is left and right is right. So that's so what does Rashi mean exactly? Does he mean you follow, is rabbinic law binding in error? That's a separate shia, but the Ramban writes that no. In fact, Rav Schechter likes to say, there was a professor who taught at Yeshiva University, Herman Wuk was his name. He wrote The Cain Mutiny. It's a book, apparently it might be it's an old book. I've seen the book, I haven't read it, and apparently my uncle told me he saw the movie. And basically, when he was teaching at Yeshiva, he told her, you know where I got the idea of the book from, the name of the book from Rashi and Chumash? Because the book's about this captain. The captain goes crazy, but the yisod of the book is, but the captain's in control on the boat, so whatever the captain says, whether it makes sense or not, you do it anyway. So he said, I got it from Rashi and Chumash. He said, you follow the rabbis even when they don't know what they're talking about, when they're wrong. So one of the boys raised and said, you obviously didn't learn the Ramban, because the Ramban says, obviously that's not what the Sifri means, because we know from the Mishnah Harios, if you make a mistake, you don't follow them. You have to bring karbanos. It's nira keinecha. You don't have to even be an Amharis, but just an average balabas, and obviously the rabbi knows more than you. So obviously, if it appears to you, don't worry, he knows more than you. You follow him. Obviously, if you're a Talmud Chacham and you know the rabbi made a mistake, so you don't follow him. But it's one word nira peinech. It appears to you that they're wrong, then you don't follow. But an interesting Rav Chanan Wasserman writes, that's the yisod here we do. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, according to the Bavli, according to Yerushalmi, it wouldn't be true because it's been a Torah you don't blow, but according to the Bavli, God says, blow shofar on Shabbos. The rabbis say, no shofar. Who do you listen to? You listen to the rabbis. That's the Rav Chanan. That's it. That's the Sifri. When they tell you left is right and right is left, you still have to listen to them. So either way, so that's the Gemara in Yavamas. Yesh koach biyad chachomim, that the Chacham have the power to uproot a mitzvah even only by telling you not to do so. There's a machokas in the Gemara. We paskin they only can tell you not to perform a mitzvah zaseh. In other words, if you're having a Mac attack and you feel you have to go to McDonald's, and then the rabbi's sorry, they can't help you, you can't go. But that's violating the Torah, but kum va'aseh, you're actively violating it. However, to merely tell you not to blow shofar, not to shake lulav, that they can tell you, that's yesh koach b'yachachamim la'akord var Torah b'sheve al-tasa. So that's the Gemara in Yavama. So the question is, what's pshat yesh? How far does that koach go? When I say the rabbis can uproot a mitzvah min haTorah, does that mean they can uproot the mitzvah that no longer exists anymore? You mean the Torah tells me, let's say, that's the first mishnah in Brachas, that there's the machlokas, the sov zman kriyashma, different opinions in the mishnah. So the Rabbi Gamliel said in Tu'alos HaShachar, but the Chachamim say in Tu'chatzos, they laharchag adam in Avera. So really, min haTorah, the Chachamim seem to say they agree with Rabbi Gamliel, but they say midrabanan, they want you to stop. So Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a tremendous chiddush. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, so what happens if someone misses chatzos, according to the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, if you miss chatzos, can I go ahead and say Kriya Shema? So he wants the different days in Rabbeinu Yonah, he's talking about Birkos Kriya Shema, but he writes, once you miss chatzos, that's it. The Chacham have the power even to uproot the mitzvah in our Torah. And this Rabbeinu Yonah is a major machlokes rishonim in many areas. One is the Tosis in Sukkah. In the beginning of Sukkah, I think Daf Gimel, Daf Dalid, they talk about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Machlokes Beisila Beishamai. So we pass like Beishamai on this issue. They have someone sitting inside a kosher Sukkah, but his table is outside the Sukkah. So you're not Yotze, so he says you can't do it because the rabbi said you can't eat in a sukkah like that. Why? Because we all know you end up where the food is, and therefore we're afraid you're going to end up eating outside the sukkah. So the Gemara has a lashon, someone whose only his whole life is eating a sukkah with his table outside, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah kol yamei chayecha. So it's a machlokas rishonim. What's the pshat? What do you mean? Literally? You mean so that's a machlokas rishonim there. What's pshat? Does it mean that he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah at all? Well, no, of course his mitzvah min haTorah is fulfilled, but he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah b'shlemus. So that's the question Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises here regarding shofar on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger's opinion is that he thinks you are Yotze. He says that he learns that, we'll see if it's a steer or not, but it might not be, but he says at least regarding shofar, he says that the Chachamim, when they told you no shofar on Shabbos, it was going on the Gavra. They're telling me, the mitzvah's on me, I shouldn't blow the shofar. But they didn't uproot that the mitzvah of shofar exists. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, if one by mistake, or in the case of that rabbi intentionally, al pi halachi, thinks he's justified, he's blowing shofar on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's worth going to that shul, because you get a mixed kiyam mitzvah. According to, that would be the issue. So according to the Yerushalmi, there's nothing to talk about. In fact, it's a negative, because you shouldn't be blowing shofar on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. But according to the Bavli, we could discuss the Shaila. It depends. According to the Bavli, then you have a machlokas rishonim achronim. How do you view the power of the Chachamim? When they uproot a mitzvah, can they uproot it completely? Or they only can tell me not to do it? So that's so perhaps, again, we'll get into it, but maybe it's not akasha to sukkah. Maybe you could say, that's what Rasvi Pesach Frank talks about it in the Mikrai Kodesh. I think it's his grandson in the footnotes points out, maybe you can make a distinction between different mitzvahs. Maybe when it comes to yeshiva sukkah, maybe you'll say the Chachamim redefined what is the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Then maybe I could say, then you don't get the mitzvah at all. So again, we don't have to say a blanket for everything. But regarding shofar, Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to say that he thinks that you would get the mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that would be a nafka mina. If someone went ahead and blew shofar on Shabbos, would you get the mitzvah? According to the Yerushalmi, no. According to the Bavli, yes. Along these lines, another nafka mina would be, this would be a nafka mina for the one I'm about to say, it's really only nogeya for Sfardim, not for Ashkenaz. Why? Because it's a machlokes Rishonim, and it's a machlokes Ashkenaz Sfard regarding Shechiyanu on Shofar. Oh, there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees you make a Shechiyanu on Shofar. The machlokes Rishonim is, how many Shechiyanus do you make? Do you make a Shechiyanu only on the first day, or you make Shechiyanu both days? So machlokes Rishonim, I don't know if you're Ashkenaz or Sfard. The Minig Ashkenaz is to do it both days. But the Minig Sfard is only the first day. Again, every time I talk about Minig Sfard, if I have a Sfard in the audience, he tells me that's not the Minig Sfard. In other words, what I mean to say is there are many different Minhagim in the Sfardic community. But the standard Minig Sfard brought down by the Machaber, you only make a Shechiyanu the first day. So if we assume like the Sfardim, so let's say the following Shaila. Again, someone made a mistake and they blew shofar on Shabbos. And then they realized afterwards they shouldn't have done it. But so, and now, okay, you're in a Sephardi shul, they made a mistake, they blew shofar on Shabbos, but they shouldn't have. Now it comes the second day. Do you make a Shechiyanu? So it's totally on our issue. If, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that they fulfilled the mitzvah, so that's it. You only make a Shechiyanu the first day. But according to the Yushami, or according to those other shitas in those we've shown him in the Bavli, if you want to say that the Chachamim could ochre the mitzvah of Shofar Lagamre, so then according to them, the Svardim would make a Shechiyanu. So let's summarize. So we have a fundamental machlokes Yushami Bavli. In other words, everyone agrees to the facts. And the Mishnah says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, b'mikdash ha'yotokin of alom medina. So according to the Bavli, why do we blow shofar on Shabbos? Because it says Yom Shua, and they have to end the discussion. According to the Yushalmi that says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's a zichron shua, so there's no mitzvah of shofar, so why is there a mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? A special xeris akasov, the Yom Shua, Parshas Pinchas, next to the smichas of parishas to karbanas, but makam beis hamikdash you always blow. So according to Yushalmi Bavli, you both blow, but for different reasons. And why in Medina? No, according to the Yushalmi, there is no mitzvah, so of course you don't blow shofar on Shabbos outside the beis hamikdash. And according to the Bavli, of course you should, but the rabbi told us not to. So my nafkamina. So we gave a couple of nafkaminas. One is that if you say Yom Shua instead of Zichron Shua, so according to the Bavli, you definitely don't go back because it applies to both. But according to Yushalmi, one could entertain. We have to get into the din of Tos B'Tfilu. If that's enough, if that's a Tos, that would require a call Meshami Rabbi Yashal Chachamim. We'd entertain the question of davening over again. The second Nafkamina, it touches on the fundamental Machokas. When according to the Yushalmi, the question doesn't get off in the Medina because there's no mitzvah. But according to the Bavli, there's a mitzvah in our Torah to blow shofar, but midrabanan not to. How do we deal with a mitzvah that the Torah tells me one thing, the Chachamim tell me another? We'll go into this, the whole topic in its own right. There's a famous Prima Gadin regarding Kiddush. We'll discuss it another time in terms of what time. How do we, and maybe perhaps we'll make distinctions between a takana derabanan versus a gzeira derabanan. At what point did the chacham of adding to the mitzvah in our Torah, are they taking away, redefining? So that's the whole discussion to Rabbi Kiva Eger's opinion is, you get a kiyama mitzvah if a person hears shofar on Shabbos. So that'd be in the machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. According to Yushalmi, nothing to talk about. According to the Bavli, it would depend on how you learn Yesh Koach B'Yachacham and L'Akord V'Artor B'Shev Yaltas at home Machlok is Rishonim. And the third Nafkamina, or connected to the second, is for Svardim, if it happened in Shul and they blew shofar, would they need to make a Shechiyenu on the second day? According to the Yushalmi, definitely yes, because they didn't get any mitzvah on the first day. According to the Bavli, it would depend on the Shaila. And just to conclude, that's the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, he explains, was it that the Chacham have the power to uproot a mitzvah? So of course the Rambam and the Gemara goes into, obviously it's limited, it's only for a temporary time period, but the example the Rambam gives is, a person's walking by, and it looks like someone's like butchering someone, like a knife, he's like killing him, butchering him, and he gets closer, he sees he's wearing the white uniform, the green uniform, whatever doctors wear today, white, green, and he sees, no, the guy's amputating someone's leg. In other words, he's actually saving his life, saving his leg, not killing him. In other words, that's what the Rambam says. The Torah is Shom L'Yisrael Shabbos, that we have a principle, Beda Machal Shabbos Achas Kedei Lishma Shabbos is Harbe. So too, we have to look at the Dakanas Durabanan, that they're saving the Tzura of Chai. So it's true, this year, not this year, but if it was Rosh Hashanah fall on Shabbos, I would be lacking. I'd be missing shofar this year. But ultimately, for the sake of Klai Yisrael and the keeping the Tzura of Shabbos, the Chacham are always looking at big picture, and certain times they only can tell it on a temporary basis. They can't uproot the mitzvah Gamre, but on a temporary basis they could tell us not to blow shofar on Shabbos. And it's based on, really, it's just a Geder Hadin. It's really just to keep, and that's how the Rambam and Hilchos Rambam explains the whole concept of Lo Susser. So we'll continue tomorrow. We still have to explain. We left. I'll give you the question, and we'll. And because so, according, we had two psukim, Yom Chua and Zichron Chua. So according to the Rishamu, we understand why we have two psukim. Yom Chua, one's referring to during the week. Zichron Chua is referring to Shabbos. So I understand why we have two psukim, but the Bavli rejected that. And the Bavli never answered up, so what do we need two psukim for? So we want to discuss tomorrow, or the next day, whenever we meet next. So what does the Bavli do? What do we know? According to us, that they apply equally, Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol, what do we need both Yom Chua and Zichron Chua?